Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners, the final meeting for the month of January. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Gantz. How you been, sir?
I'm doing good. And you, Rich?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Get rid of the snow and ice. I'm just tired of driving over it.
I know it. I know it. It's awful frigid out there for sure.
And it's cold.
It is.
But it's January and February.
Yeah, that's kind of to be expected.
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
We've had some mild winters over the years, and so now it's about normal.
We're kind of paying for it now.
That's right. That's right.
Well, let's recap what happened in the Red Willow County Commissioner's final meeting of the month. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nobody was present for citizens' comments. And nobody was present there.
All right. Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims. Anything there? That's kind of a normal thing you have every meeting.
Yes. Yep. Just basically it was for our health insurance claims for our employees and that sort of thing. So nothing out of the ordinary there.
Board of Equalization meeting and Treasurer Crystal Dack on motor vehicle exemption applications.
Yeah, actually, Crystal, we had her on the agenda just in case. Month of January is when those come in typically, and she didn't have any for us. So we didn't do the Board of Equalization meeting then because of it. So
okay.
Yes, sir.
Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and Crystal with some resolutions, delinquent taxes, etc.
Yeah. She come to the board to present this this resolution. In essence, it's from 2021, and it's delinquent real estate and occupation tax. She came to us just to get the approval to advertise those delinquent taxes in the newspaper. And so I just let people know that still today, by the end of today, if you get in and get those paid, and then that won't be an issue. And and so I'd encourage people to get in and get that taken care of before it goes to the tax sale. Yes, sir.
Also, Fair Board Manager Giles Bowman back on the County Purchasing Act. I think he was in last time, too, wasn't he?
He was in last week. And Giles came in to visit with the board, basically just to help us understand the different funds that go on up at the fairgrounds, where we have the fairgrounds, the Kiplinger Fund, and how the Kiplinger Foundation works. And so he presented that to the board, and then we visited again about how bidding is required to be done by state law and what the thresholds are for that. And so we had a good dialogue there on that. And then going forward, we had a little bit of an issue bidding the heaters for the Kiplinger Arena. And so we visited about the options going forward and for them to be able to obtain that goal of getting those forced air heaters installed up there at the Kiplinger.
So I take it more on this in the meetings to come.
Yes. I believe Giles will be on the agenda for February 6th again, and hopefully he's meeting with the foundation here today, and they'll basically have an option on what they want to do and how they want to proceed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Consent agenda, a lot of this is just normal approval of minutes from the previous meetings. Anything, I guess, some appointees there?
Yeah. We actually appointed Charles Fritchie to the City and County Fuel Advisory Committee, excuse me. And so we approved him to appointed him to do that. Then we also appointed Misty Soderlund to the Health Board. Her term to expire February 28th of 2026. Mm-hmm. So,
and that pretty much did it for the agenda.
Yeah. We actually, in comparison to the last two agendas, this one was relatively short, but we did have a long dialogue with Giles, and so we still adjourned fairly late. So, but it was a good meeting. So, and we'll be back at it again here on the 6th of February. And one other thing, Rich, I wanted to mention too was we just ask again, people be patient with the county roads. We know they're pretty tough shape, and we're doing everything we can right now. We're kind of between a rock and a hard place to get out there and get those roads worked, just because of we get a short period where it thaws and it becomes muddy, and then it's freezing down again later. And so it's in the mornings and then towards the evening. And so just be patient with us on that. We know we have a lot of work to be done out there, and we plan to get after that this spring. I'd also like to encourage people here to about middle of February, we're also going to start our application process for the truck driver position for the county. And so I just encourage anybody with a valid CDL, Class A CDL, and to come in and apply. You can pick up an application at the clerk's office, and we'd love to see some applications come in.
Yeah, going back to those temperatures, it's supposed to be 45 to 50 this weekend. It's going to melt, and it's going to be slushy, and it's going to be muddy.
It is. It is. And again, it's just been a rare situation where we've been getting a lot of moisture, and some of which even with rainfall. And then so we get that kind of almost that spring effect, that freeze-thaw effect. And I anticipate that the spring thaw, the true spring thaw, is going to be a mess on those county roads.
Appreciate it coming by again. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
I appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.